This visualization will take you through a three-step process you can use to increase your energy and the flow of abundance in your world. And it works for money, love, health, well-being, and general serendipity. So the first step is the setup. And you'll get best results if you do this visualization sitting in a chair with your feet flat on the floor and your hands just resting lightly on your lap. Now stare at the image that accompanies this visualization, at the left-hand energy symbol. This is Monah Oha, M-O-N-A-O-H-A. And it means, in the light language, I trust. So the first step is to trust in the process and trust in the universe that all that your heart desires is about to turn up in your world. What you do is you take your thumb and middle finger on each hand and connect them together. This is known as a mudra. And as you connect your thumb and middle fingers together, just allow the tension to fall away from your shoulders. Just give them a little waggle. And any other tensions you feel in your body. And now take 7 in and out breaths where you repeat the mantra internally, Monah Oha. So you say the word Monah on the in breath and Oha on the out breath. That's Monah Oha. Make your out breath about 3 or 4 times as long as the in breath. And remember, like in all meditations, if you lose count, it doesn't matter. It means it's working. And this simple procedure is something you can do at any time of the day. You're stuck in traffic or commuting. It's a really useful way of setting up the conditions to bring abundance into your world. And for the next step, we're going to clear the channel, your internal channel, to receive abundance. So for this, you'll want your eyes closed. Your feet will still be flat on the floor. And it's optional whether you maintain the mudra or not. It really doesn't matter. And before you close your eyes, just stare at the central image accompanying this visualization, Runa, and allow it to form in your mind's eye. So when the detail of Runa has formed, the 3 curved lines, 2 central circles, the 9 circles on each of the 3 lines, just close your eyes gently. And take your awareness from the front of your brain to somewhere in the middle of your head. So you imagine that you're looking at the back of your eyeballs. And you can locate this place by putting your tongue to the roof of your mouth and imagining a point about 1 inch up and 2 inches back. This is known as the pineal gland, the cave of the original spirit, seat of your higher self, and the connecting point with the superconsciousness. It's both the receiver of external thought and the generator of internal thought. So from here, all your desires will beam out into the universe. All your dreams of the money and riches that you'd like in your world will radiate out from here. And the way things work is what you desire has a tendency and potential to turn up, if only you pay attention and notice serendipities and signs. But now allow your awareness to float down from this point, past your throat, past your heart, and right down into your lower mind centers, around your navel, above and below. And here is where we harbor our fears and our guilt and our sadness and our needs. And these mind centers radiate out too. So the fear you might not have enough money, the fear that clients might not show up just when you need them, the guilt of having too much money when others are in lack, they all reside in these centers, and they radiate out into the universe too. And both your head-based thoughts and your gut-based thoughts interfere with each other, and the usual result of this interference is us struggling or breaking even, or just nearly getting to where we want to be. So the alchemical trick to deal with these lower mind center thought forms is to take them up to your heart center and transmute them using the energy of Runa. So take the image of Runa from your mind's eye and place it on your heart center. Those two inner circles, the three wavy lines, and the nine small circles on those wavy lines. Imagine that that's sitting on your heart center. And take the need for money that resides in your lower mind center, normally in the sacral chakra, bring it up past your navel and allow it to sit in your heart. And now beam it out in a spiral through the image of Runa and transmute it from a need for money to something new. And that something new is a requirement for money. And a requirement because of the magic that you want to weave in the world. And now take the guilt that you are holding and earning money to the detriment of other people. Move that up from your lower mind center and place it in your heart just behind the symbol Runa. And allow that to transmute too by passing through Runa out into the world and into the universe. Along with the notion that the need to hold guilt no longer exists. And by your demonstration of how to bring abundance into your world, you can help other people too. In the same way that when a plane depressurizes, it's important that you get your oxygen mask on first so you can help others, it's really important that you allow your guilt to dissipate so that you can teach others how to do the same. And now take the fear that you might not have enough money or that it might not show up just in time to pay your bills. And move that up so it's sitting at your heart center behind the symbol Runa, ready to be transmuted. And allow the fear to transmute in the most simple way. As it passes through Runa, it transmutes into joy. Into joy that you're alive in the world at this time. And you've just learnt the secret of transmutation of lower mind thought forms. That you can use this technique anytime, anywhere, and to teach other people. So we no longer have to hold fear, guilt, or neediness. But here's where this particular alchemical spell gets even more powerful still. Allow your awareness to float back up so it's sitting behind your eyeballs. And just bring back to your attention all those desires you have for money. What amount of money would make your dreams come true? How you'd like it to flow in? And take those thought forms and move them down so they're sitting in your heart center behind the symbol Runa. What we're going to do now is not only transmute them, but amplify them. And we're going to use the breath to power that amplification. So as you breathe in, that stores energy just behind Runa. And as you breathe out, those desires are amplified through Runa out into the universe. So just repeat that process 3 or 4 times. So on the in-breath, you store energy in the heart center. On the out-breath, your desires go out into the universe, amplified. And now we're just about to move things up a gear or three. We use that same amplification technique with the breath. But this time, we send something other than the desires out into the universe. We send out the results of those desires happening. So what would you do with all this abundance that comes into your world? What good can you do? For yourself, for your family, for your friends, for your business, and for the world. And take those thought forms, pass them through Runa, powered by the breath, and this time do 5 in and out breaths, and take them out into the universe. And now for the third step in this visualization, we're going to turn the power up a notch even more. And we do that using the third symbol that's associated with this visualization. You may want to open your eyes and have a look at it right now. This is Radha Soham, this is light absorption. And you imagine that this energy sits right on top of your crown. So move your awareness back up to your third eye, so your awareness is behind your eyeballs, and move it up 3 or 4 inches further, so it's sitting just above the top of your head. And this is where you're going to sit the symbol Radha Soham. And what you do now is 7 in and out breaths. And on the in breath, imagine the breath is coming from the base of your spine and passing all the way up your spinal column to your crown. And on the out-breath, the breath reverses and comes from your crown all the way down into the root, bringing in the power of Radha Soham. So your spinal column is absorbing light from the universe to empower you to go forth and really, really shine. So do that for 7 in and out breaths. So it's time now to come back and re-enter the illusion we call reality. But knowing that you have new knowledge and new wisdom of how to influence that reality by the transmutation of your thought forms. And the key is the mantra that we started this visualization with. Mona Oha, I trust. And remember, you can do that anytime, anywhere. Just repeat it 3, 5, 7, or 9 times to allow all kinds of magic to come into your world. Mona Oha.